don't just exist, live live on AWR SID Media.
So in Mozambique, new believers need better practical Bible resources. Meet the four young men who have risen to this challenge and are working to address local cultural issues through relevant biblical teachings. Now I'm going to play you a short video. Fairly short. It's not even 10 minutes. But this video is going to share with you, demonstrate for you. It's a pity you cannot watch it. I can. But you can listen to what's happening there. And then we'll come back on the other side of our segment in the SID. It tells you what's happening in Moz. Well, Moz is Mozambique.
My name is Fernando Antonio David.
My name is Nelson Silvestre Alberto Tembe.
My name is Marciano Rafiki Guleli.
Find many people, even here in Mozambique, with different thoughts about Bible. One of them, people think probably that the Bible is not a book for us. African people cannot use Bible because we are so connected with traditions that we think, okay, the Bible is coming to break our relationship with what we used to do.
We are not just making Bible lessons, but we are trying to make Bible lessons that incorporate things like cultural aspects that can actually help people to understand God and understand certain truths from the Bible through the lenses of some of the cultural things that we have here in Mozambique.
Some people are not exactly to examine the Bible. Also, if you tell something, you believe in you and you follow you.
We are creating those Bible lessons exactly for teaching, for guiding people, for bringing people to Jesus so that can be aware of the things that are actually happening.
We want to take the teachings from the Bible so that people can understand that this has not to do with cultural or traditional things. This has to do with God and our lives.
This is the opportunity to learn the Bible step by step and understand, and you make a great decision.
All of us, we all make a part of this great controversy.
We're not just trying to make lessons for like grown-up people or just children. We're trying to make lessons for that are accessible to everyone.
Like, okay, how am I going to produce a lesson to someone who doesn't know how to write, how to read?
We try to adjust the vocabulary, and so sometimes I might come up with a word that's a little bit advanced or that's a little bit complicated.
Well, the hardest part I can say that is when it comes to the time. It really needs a lot of time. A lot of time working, writing, and thinking as well.
We don't always understand things the same way. So finding a common ground is sometimes a little bit complicated. And sometimes we have to go back home and, you know, try to study ourselves.
At the beginning, we were so afraid of putting cultural stuffs in the lessons because we were thinking, as we say in Portuguese, we don't want to sacrifice the truth in the altar of peace.
So it's a little bit difficult to come up with those cultural aspects because sometimes you might deviate people from the truth by bringing some of those things. So we think as a group, help people to understand God. How does this help people to understand a certain truth in the Bible without deviating them? It's actually one of the biggest challenges that we have.
So we prayed a lot and we asked God guidance so that it can help us to put cultural stuffs in the lesson so that they can keep the truth message of Jesus Christ.
was actually on my way back home, coming from work. Somebody actually tried to pass us by, and then they hit us. Yeah, and the bus started rolling and turning. I was actually one of the first people to get out of the car. I noticed that I had a few injuries here on my hand, and my neck was also twisted. Three other colleagues, and I started thinking about trying to find them. I found one of them. I went there and I started touching her and calling her, but she was just not moving, and I was shocked. I didn't want to think about the worst, but it felt like she was not alive anymore. And it was really shocking. It was shocking. She was very close to me. She was not just a coworker. She was actually one of my friends at work. Like a few days before the accident, I was a little bit down, and sometimes I felt negative about life, and I felt like a failure, and I started, I had a lot of negative thoughts. One of the things that I thought about because of this accident was that God loves me, not because I didn't die. There were so many people who died, and God loves those people. Realizing that life is unpredictable and we can die anytime is something that makes me start thinking about other people's situation with God. Do they know the truth? Do they know God? One of the things that I think about the most is that I'm alive. I thank God for that. But I have a purpose here. Maybe part of the reason why God spared my life was that so that I can be able to finish this lesson, so that people can actually hear the gospel.
Sometimes I look at my life, I'm not pleasing God sometimes because I fail with this and that. But it seems God is not worried with my sins. He wants me to do something.
Today I'm different. My first goal, it is to spend all my life to serve God.
I have realized that I have many things that I still have to study, and I'm really, really learning with this process. In fact, I'm really enjoying it.
It's something amazing, know that God chose us to do these lessons.
We're here for a purpose, for a reason, and we have to ask God to help us to accomplish or to fulfill this purpose that He has for us.
Don't just exist, live. Live on AWR SID Media.